Doctors across the nation say they're facing a malpractice crisis. Texas just enacted a tort reform law to deal with the issue. The legislature in Florida just ended a special session over it. Physicians urging reform have been staging protests and walkouts in a number of states. NPR's Brian Naylor visited Pennsylvania.
Dr. James Tayun is a vascular surgeon who practices medicine in a South Philadelphia row house. It's a neighborhood with a mixture of ethnicities and with a hospital conveniently just across the street.
There used to be four doctors in this office. I'm down to one, me. You see the plaques on the wall outside. Each one's a doctor. Who's left? Two went to New Jersey, one went to New York, and I'm still here.
Dr. Tayun says his colleagues fled South Philadelphia for the simple reason they couldn't afford to practice in the state any longer. Dr. Edward Dench, president of the Pennsylvania Medical Society, says the problem is widespread.
For example, we lost in the last 5 years one-third, about 36%, in fact, of all the general surgeons in the state. So it's very close to getting to the point where if you have an appendectomy, you're going to have to be flown to another state in order to get to be cured.
One reason doctors are leaving Pennsylvania is the state's astronomical malpractice insurance rates. In perhaps the most extreme example, Dench says a neurosurgeon can expect to pay $150,000 to $200,000 for insurance in Pennsylvania compared to $25,000 in neighboring Maryland. There's no single reason why malpractice rates have gone up so much. The answer lies in everything from undisciplined bad doctors to high jury awards to the business decisions insurance companies have made in underwriting and in investing. It all adds up to an unusual and expensive situation. The favored solution of Dench and other doctors are limits on awards for pain and suffering called caps.
At this point, we clearly need to get some control of the runaway awards. We certainly believe that patients are entitled to complete economic recovery whenever there is a loss that is caused by malpractice. But we do not believe that you can ever put a price on the pain and suffering, and therefore we need to cap that pain and suffering.
23 states have enacted some form of caps. Shai Calvo watches the issue for the National Conference of State Legislatures. He says they do appear to help keep prices stable, but they're not a magic bullet.
Things like investment income, things like the competitive market also affect the relative price of insurance. And so caps have a role in promoting stability, but they're not everything.
And there are many who believe caps are unjust and don't work. And it's not just trial lawyers. Some healthcare experts and consumer groups are opposed. Lauren Townsend is director of the Philadelphia-based Citizens for Consumer Justice.
I think that caps are tremendously unfair. Caps on non-economic damages would disproportionately affect children who are financially dependent, stay-at-home moms, senior citizens. These are the people, the most vulnerable members of our society.
Townsend says the insurance industry bears some of the responsibility for the malpractice crisis in the state, saying companies have gone belly up or left Pennsylvania because of unwise financial decisions. But Sam Marshall, president of the Insurance Federation of Pennsylvania, denies the problem lies with insurance investment practices.
It's not a matter of making up for bad investments. It is a matter of insurers having made bad underwriting decisions. You make bad underwriting decisions when there's a lack of predictability and lack of consistency and stability.
There are only two insurance companies now writing malpractice policies in Pennsylvania. The insurance industry acknowledges some companies did make poor decisions, such as setting their rates for doctors artificially low to gain market share, a luxury afforded by the huge return they were getting on their investments on Wall Street. When the market plunged, companies were forced to jolt their rates upwards or get out. Meanwhile, doctors continue their push for caps. In South Philadelphia, James Tayun has founded the Politically Active Physicians Association to lobby and elect sympathetic lawmakers.
Is there light at the end of the tunnel? It's a little pinhole. But I'm hoping it's going to get bigger and bigger as days go on.
But those holding out for caps may be in for a long wait. It will take a constitutional amendment in Pennsylvania, a process that will take years. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, an opponent of caps, has proposed giving doctors a break by reducing the amount they must pay into a state fund that helps cover large awards. He's also proposed a mediation system that would keep many malpractice claims out of the court system and strengthening the power of the State Board of Medicine as a way of keeping medical mistakes from occurring in the first place. Brian Naylor, NPR News.